میں جگر دکھاؤں تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، کدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جانو دل سناؤں، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں.
رحمت اللہ علیہ، which we cannot understand the depths of it, but just briefly try and give a brief translation of this beautiful bayan. And this is the object and purpose of these majalis, why we come here. This is what we have to attain. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants to give us by sending us in the world, sukoon-e-dil, the peace and contentment of the heart. And this is what everybody is looking for. And like our Hazrat Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautifully in another ayah, in another poem, that this sukoon-e-dil, it's not something that you can drill in the ground and find it in the ground. It's like you see people that are just after dunya, they have even these satellite detectors to detect all the metal in the ground, all the oil, etc. Then they want to capture those lands and they want to drill out all those valuables from the ground and think that will give them sukoon-e-dil. But sukoon-e-dil is not an outward condition. Sukoon-e-dil is a condition of the heart. And this way it comes from, it comes directly from the Arsh of Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat who sends down the Sakina. And Sakina is not some auntie that we think about. Sakina is a special noor that will give a person the power of Iman. That a person will be able to see clearly the deception of the dunya and the reality of akhirah. And where does the sukoon-e-dil come down? وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This comes down in the hearts of the true believers, that is the Ahlullah, the Ahl-e-Dil, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because their heart, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, it's like a runway. When a plane wants to land, then the runway must be smooth so that the plane can land smoothly also. So these hearts that have been plowed and have been made smooth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and sakina to descend, these hearts that have disconnected themselves from dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sakina in those hearts. And those who sit in their company with an open heart, with this intention that we also want the sakina, then Allah ta'ala from that heart it gets distributed to different hearts. And we see the heart that had the greatest sukoon-e-dil was none other than Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those that sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even for a moment, for a split moment, with an open heart, with Iman, what sukoon-e-dil they got, we could not imagine. That till today we can't imagine that what men they were. So just Hazrat explained that wherever you're looking for peace and contentment, sadly today we are looking for it in wrong places, in our degrees, in our businesses. We are looking for it, and sadly some people looking for it in entertainment centers, in casinos where all the bright lights look like it's shining. But there is no sukoon-e-dil. There is just depression, and there is just misery. Where you will get the sukoon-e-dil? Dar majlis-e-ahl-e-dil. In the company and in the majlis of people of heart. And who are the people of heart? Those people, agar dil dena hai, to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, then who will appreciate your heart? The giver of the heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So give your heart to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and in turn, Allah will fill in your heart sukoon-e-dil, peace, contentment. Allah will fill halawat of Iman, sweetness of Iman in your heart. And then what enjoyment of life you having, nobody can imagine. Nobody, Allah, but as Allah Ta'ala says, and the system of Allah Ta'ala, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْتُمْ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَوْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. That every Ahl-e-Dil, those who are people of heart, who have given their hearts to Allah,
each one got a different level of enjoyment and peace and contentment that the next person doesn't know. Some people get the enjoyment in their tahajjud, some people get the enjoyment in their zikr, some people in jihad, in the medan, some people in social welfare work, distributing to people that are in problems, in misery. So Allah Ta'ala has distributed the sukoon adil to the ahl-e-dil. So we, Allah Ta'ala, shows a sign that Allah wants to distribute it to us also. That is why Allah has given us the opportunity to come in this Mubarak Majlis of ahl-e-dil. That we come here to get the sukoon adil, the peace and contentment of heart. And how will we get the peace and contentment of heart? We should realize this reality. Siwai tere koi chikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jao. Kisi se gham e jaan wa dil sunao, kisse mein zakhm e jigar dikhao. Hazrat says so beautifully that, O Allah, besides you, there is no place of refuge for me, there is no place of support for me, ya Allah, wherever I can go in the world. There is nobody that can really support me, that can take care of me, that can give me refuge and that can give me consolement besides you, O Allah. And this is what we have learned in our zikr, and this is what we have to, when we make our muraqaba of zikr, La ilaha illallah. There is nobody for me besides Allah. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, if a wife tells the husband, that who is there for me besides you? You are the only one in my life. Even if that man has got a hard heart, he'll melt. That my wife is saying that only I'm there for her. Now if she asks him something, how he'll melt and he'll give it to her. So when we tell Allah, La ilaha illallah, that, O Allah, who is there for me besides you? It's only you, O Allah. There is nobody wherever I can turn to. Especially in today, the world with turmoil, the world with fitna, the only place to turn to is the connection with Allah Ta'ala. And this connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Hazrat is explaining, it takes a lot of mujahada. A person has to, Allah Akbar, put a lot of daggers upon his heart. Because Allah has made us such, فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We have got inclination towards all the desires, all some haram desires also, Allah says, me, all of us, we have got inclination towards that also. But Allah Ta'ala says, I have given you the ability to control the taqwa. And the taqwa, where you will get? In the company of Ahl-e-Dil. There they will teach you how to just put a dagger on your heart. You want to go to a certain place, which is not just a place of entertainment, passing time. But you realize you can waste your time there. How to stay away from that? Get the strength from these majalis, from the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, Kise Ramesh Jan Wadir Sunao, that who can I explain to, who will know that the pain of my heart and how the stories that I went through, that I also want to look at women, but how I control my gazes, how I control, and Allah Akbar, Hazrat in his youth, in his prime age, at the age of 16, 17, in the company of a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, one Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, in so to say a desert. Pulpur at that time was like a jungle, small village. And for a young boy, Allah Akbar, who had a Shahana Mizaj, who had a temperament of living a luxurious life, but Hazrat spent his whole life in the company of the friend of Allah. So Hazrat is saying that, who can I explain that what pain I went through for the, to get this love of Allah Ta'ala? Kise mein zakhm e jigar dikhao, Allah Akbar. This is the in-depth talk which you cannot imagine. Hazrat says, who can I show the wounds of my lover and the wounds of my heart? That what wounds I got went through to get this love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To get the sukoon e dil, the heart has to go through difficulty and pain in the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala's greatest lover, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, had to go through difficult conditions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, then we don't, Allah Ta'ala, according to our weakness, Allah has made it so easy. But all we have to do, the haram temptations, all the advertisements in the world that are distracting us, just control ourselves. And thus we will get this medicine. We need this medicine. to able to control ourselves from these gatherings of every deal. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, we should make this intention that we want this medicine and we take it. Then we'll see how we're able to control ourselves. Then Hazrat explains that now a person will realize the reality of the world. Ye dunya wale to be wafai. Wafaki keemat se be khabar. Then now you realize the people of this world, all this advertisements and this advert, if you do have this, you'll have this enjoyment and this comfort and all that. These are all the people that have got no loyalty. They got no loyalty whatsoever because they don't know the value of loyalty. Loyalty is a person who, and this is what is called taqwa. Taqwa is when a person realizes who has given me life. Who is giving me all, every moment, my existence of life? Who is taking care of me? Such a great Muhsin, such a great kind being. Now a person is loyal and thinks that whatever I do, is Allah happy with me or not? This is loyalty, and this loyalty we have to learn from the people of Allah. That is the Ahl al-Din. The people of dunya don't got no loyalty, they just want to catch up. They like, they shrew. They put out all these adverts and people think, oh, they're doing you a favor. They'll offer you all credit cards, all these things. But actually they have put out a net to get you caught up in the trap. And now when you're caught in that trap, and end of the month your bill comes, you can't even sleep. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know where to turn to. So the dunya, they are not loyal people. They don't know the value of loyalty. Fir unko deal Fir unko deal dekar. Deke zindagi ko japa aang kyu banao? Then why should I be a foolish poor, foolish idiot and give my heart to the people of dunya and bring zulam upon myself and put myself into misery and put myself into difficulty that I get caught up? Hey, this advert is, it looks so lucrative, it's so nice, but I don't even have a penny in my pocket. But because it's just advertised so beautiful, I get caught up and I fall into the trap. Hazrat says, don't give your heart to the people of dunya. And don't get caught up in all this artificial entertainment and pleasure and all these artificial advertisements. Because realize the reality is, ye bud jo muhtaj hai sarapa, gulam unka banu to kyu kar? That all the things of this world are all idols. And idols are dead. What can an idol do for you? The idol is totally useless. The idol needs somebody to look after that idol himself. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully reminds us and tells us in the Quran Kareem so strikingly that all of you, if you are worshipping anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remember that idol is so useless, is so weak, that even if a fly comes take some food from that idol, it can't do anything. And that you claim that this idol is your God, but all the whole world put together, all the scientists, everybody cannot even create a wing of a fly. And forget a wing of a fly, they can't even protect themselves when a fly comes and takes that little, whatever it has taken from your food. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, that fly comes and just sits for a second and take something very little, you don't realize. But eventually that fly will have a motel just now. And then it will have a hotel also. So that little also that fly is taking, we are so weak, dua for salibu al matlu. That who you are seeking from and the seeker, both are useless. So Hazrat is saying all the things of this dunya, they are all totally dependent. So whether it's your shop, whether it's your degree, whatever, our shop also we say whether it's raining or snow. Somebody tell you it's raining very hard, don't go to the shop. You say, who's going to put food on the table? Your father is going to look after my children. But for masjid, we won't say like that. When it's raining, then we say, no, I can't. Sharia says I can read my namaz at home. But for the shop, we don't say, no, it's raining, customers won't come. But we have to go and open that shop. If you don't open that shop, so that shop is dependent on you also. That shop is also mortar and you also mortar. So Hazrat says that all these things of dunya, everything, if we just analyze, everything is totally in there, totally dependent, and all are slaves. And so if all the whole dunya, all the goods, all these things of dunya are all slaves, then ghulam ka bhi ghulam bankar mein apni qeemat ko kyu batao? then why should I become a slave of a slave? Why should I become a slave of my business? Yes, go to your business, it is the command of Allah, it is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but fardum ba'd al-farai. That first our faraz of fajr, that we will sleep away, but for business we'll be on time. No, so we have to get our priorities into proper perspective. Then we'll realize that my business, I have to go also because I'm a slave of Allah. Allah has commanded me to do that, but the business is not feeding me. It is not my degree that is feeding me, it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. So why should I lower, and why should I, my value which Allah has given me to be the slave of Allah? Why should I become the slave of dunya and the things of dunya and lower my value? So we should be learning from the friends of Allah how to become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explained that a person is saying that what Maulana is saying, that I mustn't go to my shop and all these degrees etc. But if we don't have this, how are we going to love? Hazrat so beautifully has put it in such a beautiful parable. Hazrat says, Ye maana humne chaman mein, kush rang bhul se bulbul hai mast wa shena. That we understand that outwardly the garden looks so beautiful. The nightingale is over, isn't even overtaken with all the beautiful flowers in the garden. And it's singing in the garden. Outwardly the garden looks very beautiful, like the garden of dunya. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave this beautiful example and said, Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. Wa inna Allah mustakhrifakum fi. That the dunya outwardly looks very lush and beautiful, very green. But Allah has put you here as His wife. That Allah Ta'ala has put you here as a test. That are you going to get overtaken with the outward lush and beauty of dunya and fall into that trap and you forget the beauty of akhirah, which you can't compare, Allah Akbar. And so beautifully, Hazrat explains also in another poem, Lutfe dunya hai kaidin. That the enjoyment of the dunya is for few minutes. And if you gave your heart to dunya, then you like that stupid fool who sold a rose in place of a stone or in place of an ordinary twig. Don't be so foolish. Akhirat, what Allah Ta'ala has got in store for us. Although outwardly it looks very entertainment and beautiful, but stay away from it. This is the trap of shaitan. Magar nasheman jo aardhi ho, to usko maskar mein kyun banao? Hazrat is saying so beautifully, let this beautiful nest or this garden, which is temporary, why should I make that my place of my abode? Why should I make that my home? And that is what we should realize. In dunya, there is nothing like a home, sweet home. Our home is not just dunya. Tilka darul akhirah. Allah said, your house is akhirah. Why are we looking at this temporary home? And that is why we see the Ahlullah all the time on safar, going from this place to that place. Why? To make us all the mad lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And all get ready to go meet Allah in our real home, akhirah. Tilka darul akhirah. And that's where we go, actually to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. The enjoyment of Jannat sara anko pe, we'll accept it is all the ni'mat of Allah. But when you get the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then all those ni'mat will all become cold. And for that we have to make this effort in the dunya. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us, and this is why we come here, that just have little pain on the heart. And then see how Allah Ta'ala fills it with sweetness of Iman. Then Hazrat explains so beautifully and gives us a great advice. Then mujhe to akhtar sukoon e dil gar mila to bas ehle dil ke dar. He says, Hazrat says that akhtar, and Hazrat is talking with great experience. What experience we can't give. Hazrat is talking with experience and a man of Allah Ta'ala. He says that in my life, if I ever found peace and contentment and happiness and enjoyment of life, I only found it in the company of Ahl-e-Dil, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To unke dar ko main apna maskan samim dil se nasib banao. Then why shouldn't I make from the bottom of my heart with great enthusiasm, why shouldn't I make my abode their gathering? That is wherever I can find the opportunity to be in the company of the Ahl-e-Dil. And we are so fortunate, they made their company available for us. So we should grab these opportunities and beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, that sukoon e dil, that connection, kayfiyat e ihsan, that taqwa that is in their heart, at least let that rub off on our hearts also. Allah give me and all of us so we can understand.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today was the day of Jumu'ah, and every Jumu'ah may Allah give us topic to increase our duties. Every day we should read, and the very minimum that we should read is 10 times a day. That's very, very better. And increase it to 100 times on Jumu'ah. And if we can read every day 100 times, and Jumu'ah will make it 1,000 times, very good. And there is no limit to how much we read Durood Sharif. May Allah give us tawfiq every Jumu'ah to read Durood Sharif. It is a very great ibadah, very simple, very easy. And also that ibadah in which nobody has got difference of opinion. Everyone is unanimous that it's a great ibadah. So Allah give us tawfiq, and by the recitation, by reading Durood Sharif, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come in our heart, the love of sunnahs will come into our heart. And if that comes into us, alhamdulillah, our mission will be accomplished. So, and Durood Sharif is enjoyable to read also. And it is so rewarding, so great, great rewards. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. In the month of Rabiul Awwal that we have entered into, and it is famous that this is the month of the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of that it becomes an auspicious month, in the month in which Nabi Kareem, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world. So it is a very, very great and honorable occasion. It was the practice of our ulama. We have heard that Hazrat Ma'anana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi used to, on these months, Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Thani, Rabiul Akhir, he should speak on Sirat quite a bit. And Sirat is not confined to this 2 months. It is the whole year. And people speak about it, ulama speak about it. Yes. Kitabs written, they write kitabs also the whole year. People are reading also the whole year. And we should also make a practice, Allah give us all tawfiq, to always have one Sirat kitab that we are reading. And if we read it in our ta'aleem, very good. The family all listens also for about 3-4 minutes. Read a little bit, a page, half a page, 2 pages. But regularly we read, this will increase our iman and love of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tremendously. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and many, many ayat, in fact ulama have written, the whole Quran Sharif, from the beginning to the end, is all in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was asked what was the akhlaq, the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, the Quran Sharif. Everything that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a living Quran which Allah ta'ala had sent to us. So Allah's great, great mercy that Allah has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. In this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, but as an embodiment of mercy to the alameen, to all the universe, to all species, to all types of creation of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come as a great mercy. So this is not a hadith, it's not found in the hadith by ulama, but the meaning of it is correct. That had it not been for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah should not have created the creation. Allah loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that in his sadqa, in tawfiq, Allah has created the creation. And in that, Allah has created us. And that He has created us, there is one great, it's a great favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then He introduced Himself to us. And Allah sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to introduce Allah Ta'ala to us right from the beginning of the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. Ulama have written tafsir of the Quran Sharif, how many volumes just on Surah Fatiha. And just on this first ayat also. So who is Allah Ta'ala? That being to whom all types of praise belongs. And that He is Rabb. He is the nourisher, sustainer, creator, provider. He is the one who does everything. And lil alameen, for the entire universe. and how Allah tabaraka ta'ala sees to the needs of each and every person. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri rahmatullah alayh was sitting on the shores of the river Nile or the water, and he sees suddenly that a frog comes and to the bank, and then a scorpion comes from this side as though he has phoned a taxi, that I need a taxi, you must come and pick me up. And immediately he comes there and the scorpion gets onto the frog and it swims across and to the other side. Zunnoon Misri rahmatullah alayh is shocked and surprised at this. What is this happening? So he follows. When he comes to the other side, he finds that Abba is just like a taxi. Now he's finished with the taxi services. Now he goes and he walks, that the scorpion goes in the jungle. Comes into the jungle and finds a person that is sleeping under a tree, the prince, the king's son. But he's got bad habits and he has taken alcohol, foam coming out from his mouth. He's sleeping fast asleep under a tree. And there is a poisonous, venomous snake that was about to bite him. And the scorpion reaches just in time, bites the snake, draws out the poison from it, and kills the snake also. So the Zunnoon Misri turns to Allah. Ya Allah, what is all this? I don't understand it. Allah Ta'ala informs the Zunnoon Misri that, oh Zunnoon, if we only look after the righteous and the pious, who will look after the sinners? They are also my banda. And by that, a person gets denied. That is the time. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. A person's heart melts now. When I'm such a sinner and Allah looks after me, say then, why shouldn't I turn to Allah Ta'ala? So all praise is only due to Allah. And who taught us this? Rahmatullah. He who is the mercy of the entire universe, of all the universe, of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And right till the end, the whole Quran says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Then I seek refuge. Who can give us protection? May Allah put this reality into us. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, written that it was probably Kandla, their village, small village which was in UP, when the British were ruling, the person who was in charge from the British side, whatever his title was, on one occasion he was working in his office, and a worker came and told him, sir, your house is on fire. He just carried on with his work with no worry whatsoever. And he's a non-Muslim. And he's not even a Muslim. And then that person, he says, sir, your house is on fire. They were thatch houses and cluster houses attached to one another. So he didn't worry. After a few times, he told him, my house can never be burned. He said, I came and I saw it with my eyes, it's burning. How can you say it won't burn? He says, come, let's go. And he found that right the other side houses were burning, his house was safe and intact. So I asked him that, how did you were so convinced? He says, I take out my zakat as the Muslims are ordered to take out zakat. And on that it is narrated that the rest of your wealth is protected when you take out your zakat. So Allah Ta'ala who gave us this protection. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. That He gave us all our protection. But it is for us to bring deen into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq. We try and come out with our zakat this way, that way. All tricks we try and play and that. And also the A'rab, the Bedouins. The Quran Sharif says, وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ. Well, of these Bedouins, there are those people that they take to pay zakat like a tax. A person is trying to pay tax, he finds it very hard and it is like a burden for them to pay tax. On the other hand, the rightful believers, they take it out with a pleasure. For in Allah's pleasure, they are keen and eager to take out. One good friend of ours, Hafiz Yahya, sir, I didn't know, I thought he's a Qari from Egypt. Then we hear of all this in the locations, etc. When we have the fights against the foreigners, etc. He says that we should inform them that they should take out their zakat properly. Are they taking out their zakat properly or not? So that is a very important aspect. Allah puts in whose heart which point. So if Allah give us tawfiq, there are other reasons also. But basically, if we give our zakat properly, Allah protects everything and gives barakat in everything. And if we bring that deen and people see this within us,
people's lives will change also when this is within us. We have heard that our old people who came first here to the country and they ordered goods from UK, etc. to sell in the shops, and they were advised to take out insurance. They would find out how much that insurance will be. So much they cooked food and fed the poor people. And they had a peaceful night that nothing will go wrong with our goods. And it will come safely. And Abbas, it worked like that. So Allah, so this is Nabi Rahmat, who has come to us and said, given us the true prescription of how to live our lives. And in detail, it's unfortunate that we turn our backs to it. And we perhaps speak about it, we talk, but we don't bring it into our lives. Otherwise, each and every teaching of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% true and correct. And at the same time, we also have to understand that we have to have some patience also. Allah wants us that it's not just going to happen immediately. And Allah, the Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi has written that one person came to him and told him that I lost my motivation in making dua. So then Hazrat said, the reason why a person doesn't want to make dua, lost hope in making dua, because it looks to him that my dua is not being accepted. Whereas Allah has promised, I accept your dua. You make dua. Then Hazrat explained that if we made dua, that Ya Allah, I need a million rand. Oh Allah, give me a million rand. And a million rand fell in your lap. Then you'll be motivated. Who won't be motivated? What I ask for? Cake. Ya Allah, I'm very hungry. Please Ya Allah, give me food. And food comes down. Then nobody will go to shop if it's just like this, so easy. And why must we work? Why we need problem with SARS? And why we need problems with this department and all the crooks and all so much problems? Just make dua and it comes. But Allah Ta'ala accepts your dua, there is no doubt, but Allah gives it in different ways. There are many ways the ulama have written how Allah Ta'ala gives dua. One is that Allah Ta'ala gives you something more better than what you ask. And Maulana writes, what the point here? You may go, Ya Allah, I need a million rand desperately. Ya Allah, I want to buy a house. I want to do this. I want to pay my debts. Whatever, I need this money. And instead of that, Allah gave you something better. What Allah gave you? To read two rakats of Nafil Namaz. Now, we won't take it as something better. Unfortunately, but that is billion times more superior. And the example of that Hazrat gives, that a beggar who is standing on the road and he begs for money. Now he expects 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever it is he expects. But you gave him a gold coin. But it looks like a 50 cent coin. And he didn't recognize it. So he'll throw it back at you. He'll throw it down. He's not happy. What does I do? What's a 50 cent? What's a 20? But you gave him a gold coin. Much more better than what he expected. But he didn't recognize it. Like that, we don't recognize it. Just to read one time Durood Sharif, you make dua, Ya Allah, I've got the sickness, remove the sickness. Allah gave you tawfiq to read Durood Sharif. Allah gave you tawfiq to read namaz, which is more better than the gold coin, more better than the diamond. So Allah gives something better. So if we realize that whatever dua we make, and there are various forms of the acceptance, Allah removes some other calamity. Allah gives you something better. Allah keeps that dua for you in the akhirah. When the people will get the rewards, those du'as which they made, and Allah gave them the rewards on the day of Qiyamah, there they will wish that not one of my du'as should have been accepted in dunya. Because there, eternally you will to get the reward. So this is also a very important thing, du'a. Anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced Allah Rabbul Izzat to us. And what a great ni'mat, what a great boon. And the more we recognize Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the more we will become, we will just give our lives to Allah Ta'ala. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that one day, Battle of Uhud, 70 Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, gave their lives to Allah Ta'ala. And what was that they gave their lives? They wrote the history of the love of Allah with the blood of the Quran. That we love Allah so much, we gave our lives. But we will find it hard that we have to give our lives. But they coveted it, they desired it, that we must give everything of ours for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have nothing to ourselves. And Dr. Iqbal says, جان دی تو دی ہوئی اسی کی تھی. حقیقت یہ ہے کہ حق ادا, حق یہ ہے کہ حق ادا نہیں ہوا. That if you give your life also, what did you give from your side? The life is Allah's life. He gave it to you. It's not your life. You didn't make yourself. Allah gave you this life. If you gave it for Allah's sake, so what did you give? You gave nothing. Like you buy a shop for a certain amount of money and the person says you must pay me back in 10 years. He's giving it to you free of charge. The shop is going to pay itself. You're not paying any money or anything. The shop is paying itself off. So in the same way, this life Allah has given, we give it. What have we given? Really nothing. So Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar. And what a great personality. Just some aspects, Allahu Akbar. That where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, Makkatul Mukarramah. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out to give kash to the various people, etc., the difficulties and hardships that he went through, that were those places, Makkatul Mukarramah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. Made what great sacrifices and efforts for being in Madinatul Munawwara. And left this dunya in Madinatul Munawwara. And where he's resting is Rawdatul Jannah, is the garden of Jannah. Which and the part of the sand that touches the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more better afzal than the Kaaba, more afzal than the Arsh of Allah. Such a place. So Allah Ta'ala, in return of all those sacrifices, has put the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of all the people of the world. And we find the Muslims from every side, they are coming there. All the nationalities are coming there. And continuously, the tawaf is taking place around Baitullah. A person goes and he says, 2 o'clock in the morning, the Kaaba Sharif will be empty. It's a late night tawaf. You go there, you find it full. After Ishraq will be a good time. People who stay from Tahajjud, after Ishraq they go away, so it will be empty. But you're not the only one thinking like that. When you come there, you find it full. All the time. So this is what love Allah has put. Because of those great sacrifices that my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked here. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lived here. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is present in Madinatul Munawwara. And the people around the world. And people, when we also, when must we go? This time it's Arab holidays, this time it's those holidays, this time the other people are on holidays. Whenever you go, it is full. And this is the shan. And the more as time is going further, the more the crowd, and they are making the haram bigger and bigger all the time. And the mataf bigger. At what great cost all that whole mataf, and what a operation it was. But yet the crowd is not getting any smaller. The crowd is also just increasing all the time. The Hajj, what a ibadat Allah gave us. How the people are attracted there. The words Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, which is wahiyya ghair matlu. It is also revelation from Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ الْيُوحَىٰ. Every word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from Allah Ta'ala. But that wahi the same, which is recited, the Qur'an Sharif. That is the Qur'an Sharif. And this wahi, Allahu Akbar. The amount of work that has been done by the muhaddithin on the hadith Sharif and various aspects of hadith. On one hadith, how many masail have been taken out. Then on the sanad, the narrator, each narrator, how in-depth an investigation was made on it. That whether his riwayat, how authentic it is, how much is it acceptable. And then again, the times the people lived in, whether he lived in this time, whether it was possible for him to have met that narrator whom he's talking about. If we study this, mind gets boggled. And how these people worked on it, how they traveled, and to find the meaning of one word. How much they travel, not only for one hadith, that this word that has come in this ayat, this word that has come in this hadith, what is the correct meaning of it? And they used to go right to the deserts where that clan lived, and they knew that was their language, and how they used those words. It's really, for us, you can say it's unbelievable. Today we can't even study, we can't even read it, forget studying. To study it is a different story, but just to turn the pages of all this, Allahu Akbar, and to reach that stage, how much you have to work, your grammar, your vocabulary, and everything. And all that is again, not how you study at university, but with respect and adab all the time. Respect of the kitab, respect of your ustad. Really, it's a miracle what Allah has given us. All this by Nabiya Kareem. So what a great personality. And we should try and get more and more attached to our Nabi. Today we are being attached to everything else. Ask our youngsters, ask anyone about some sportsman, and they know so much about him, that for which team he played and what he did, etc. But ask about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I myself, all of us, we are so weak in this matter. Whereas our strongest attachment still is to a great extent to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More than what it is to our family people also. For example, if somebody asks us, what is your name? We will know your father's name, grandfather's name, great-grandfather, perhaps many of us won't know. And great-great-grandfather, almost certainly we won't know who it was. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we don't know, we can go and look it in a kitab. And we will find it right till Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. How it has been preserved. So, everything of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we read Shamail, all the different aspects of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The clothes he used to wear, the animals he had, we can't believe how in minute detail each and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explained, how his features were. Though it's not a photo, but he has explained it like, you can see it like a photo. Who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has blessed us with this very great and honorable Nabi, but at the same time also making appreciating who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. On the other side of the coin are the rights and hukuk of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to fulfill those rights, that is our duty. We accept, we wholeheartedly that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest personality that Allah has sent to the world. The greatest Nabi, the greatest Rasul, the most beloved of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the greatest lover of Allah, the greatest recognizer of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. What has it Allah blessed our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with? So on the other side, we must fulfill the rights of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will try to cover as many as we can, but a few. The first and foremost right is to have Iman with Rasul. And this there is great detail to it, that we all believe Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was born in Makkah Sharif, and who lived in Mecca and went to Medina Sharif, he is the Nabi and the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. The basic belief, Alhamdulillah, we have got that. Together with that, we have to have the belief that he is the last and the final Nabi of Allah. No Nabi in any way can come after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody else can come. He is the last. So that is also very important, that we have to entrench that belief in our hearts, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi. Then together with that also, there are many other things also. For that, the only way of success for mankind is the way of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have got so much other ways also. We follow the ways of the East or the West. We follow the ways of our forefathers. We follow the ways of other people, whoever it is. Nobody else's way will be acceptable by Allah, but only the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should spur us on to learn the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle. And our yaqeen and belief and iman must be on the life and the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, lot of calculated efforts are made by the enemy. We are fast asleep. We are not aware of what efforts are being made. But they are 25 hours awake out of the 24 hours. And they are working against us all the time, in different ways, on our youth in a different way, on our woman folk in a different way, on every sector of the community in different ways. how to take us away from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have recognized that that is the most successful, the best way. And they know it, Islam is the truth also. But it is just that pride and that jealousy that why Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was not born in their line of prophet. Why he has come amongst the Arabs. And this is also something we can't understand, that how can they, just because of their desire, they refuse to believe the truth. Abdul Muttalib, when he was given the da'wah on his deathbed, then everything was clear. But he said, I prefer the fire instead of my family people speaking against me that you gave up the religion of your forefather. How can a person? فَمَا أَصْبَرَكُمْ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah is, so to say, surprised. What has made you that you are making sabr that you are going to the fire? But this is the pride in a person. Allah says, and this pride is a terrible killer. And many times this pride is on things that we hardly, we think we possess this. I'm fine. But just let us see what our piety is. I've got knowledge. Just see what is my knowledge. I've got taqwa. Just we check it out a little bit and we have to test it a little bit. I've got the total antithesis of it, the opposite of it. So on what is my pride? It's not based on anything. It's not even based on a bubble. A bubble also just bursts anytime. Our pride is not even based on a bubble. So this Allah Ta'ala, and really if we go and see, we need that Iman, Allahu Akbar. And that's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba Ikram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, outwardly if we go and see, they were like the simple people. And the Yahud of the time, the other people were like the very educated and very learned and modern people. The people of Saleh alayhi salam said that you believe in this Nabi, that he is the Nabi of Allah, the big shots of the community. You believe? The simple people said, we believe. They say, how you believe in him? How can he be the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? With regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people, they say, أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَحَى. As we bring people like the stupid thousand billah people have brought, and the true people of Iman, which they call Sufaha, which they call stupid, those people say that we believe 100% in the Nabi of Allah. And in front we see our destruction. They are called to go out on the expedition of Tabuk. They've got debts upon them. It's the summer month, and the farms have just been out, the crops are ready to be taken. Every person with his right mind, as we will say, this is not the time to go. But those people, how they went to Nabi Ali Salah. And Nabi Ali Salah, and Allah is watching everything. And nothing, no war even took place. But those who did not go, how they were reprimanded also. The genuine Muslims. And that those others, Allah said, they'll come and make the excuses. Just accept the excuses. Don't worry about this. So the real people are those with that convincing iman. And we are speaking about it. We are far, far from it. That it comes into us. So this first part is very important. Iman bi Rasul. That his way, his lifestyle, when it comes into us, this one person, they were jewelers living, they were doing jewelry business in Makkah Sharif, originally from Pakistan. So, when the father, they had a few businesses, brothers all very wealthy, when he was now retired and he was going to die, he got signs and he called his son. And he told him, I'm giving you some advice on how to carry on. So he told him also, whenever you weigh gold, then put a little extra. Zin warjah. Put a little extra, give them a little extra. So they said that our father said, Uncle, we accept what you tell us, but we are not selling gold, we are selling gold. If you should put a little, one more spade of gold, it's all right, how much is it? But gold, you put a little bit more, by the end of the day, how much will it be? So he says, you can tell me what you want to. I'm telling you the hadith of the what was that convincing to man? So they accepted what the father said. They did accordingly. And previously, now it's not like that really, but in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, all jewelry shops used to be in one line. All of them. But they found when they practiced what their father said, they were busy the whole day. While the other shops stood empty without any customers. They were busy all the time. And Allah gave them more and more prosperity. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith in Fadail al-Sadaqat, Allahu Akbar. How Hazrat writes that just to spend in the path of Allah, and at all times when you have sufficient, then also you give. And when you haven't got, then also you give. And we find that this was what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Poor they were. And what sketches have been pictured about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They were usually, the Ansar were more farmers. They did business also, but more they were farmers. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, then they took learn deen. So they spent half the day learning deen. And half the night they should spend in ibadah. And mostly in Masjid and Nabawi. Then the additional boj that we will say came upon them. All the muhajireen from wherever they came, predominantly from Makkah Sharif, or whoever accepted from wherever they came to Medina Sharif. Now they had to host them also. They haven't got time for their shops and their farms. Their expenses have doubled up. And the time to work for it has gone down, less. In every aspect you see it is only destruction. They had to see to everything. And the people, then they were going out in Jama'at, going in Jihad, giving da'wat of Islam. In fact, the only place that you could see Islam was Madinatul Munawwara. So they used to invite them, come to Madina Sharif and you will see how Islam is. Not only you will hear about Islam, today unfortunately perhaps nowhere in the world we have got that we can tell people go to this place and you will see Islam living there in that place. Unfortunately not Madina Sharif or the place like that. So those people also used to come. Then besides hosting them and besides providing for them, they also had to teach them deen. They had to learn from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they learned deen in its entirety. Hey, not only a little bit we went maktab, that is enough for us, or that we learned a little more, how much they had to learn. So all this was, and then Allah Ta'ala after 10 years loved their sacrifices so much. And what they went through during that 10 years, Allah then became happy and He gave the whole Arabian Peninsula Islam, and they all accepted Islam. And at the time of the conquest of Makkah Sharif, without one drop of blood being shed, whole of Makkah comes into Islam. And how the people, who are the arch enemies, Abu Sufyan, his wife, Hinda, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all the people coming to the fold of Islam. Those who run away, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the son, Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Abu Jahl, all of these people, how they come and enter into the fold of Islam. So all this is that we believe that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi, and in his teaching is eternal success. In this world also, Allahu Akbar, Allah give us all to understand, our success is not a matter of only a few months or a few years, or in your lifetime, that it carries on with your progeny also. And it carries on with them also. And further, for that we have to devote ourselves to the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for that, this is the month that we should try and bring ourselves closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, how great that must be. And that love must be with the azmat, with the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then to follow all his sunnahs also, his lifestyle, to try and bring it fully into us, as much as we can, we try and bring that also into us. And then to have the fikr with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Today I got the fikr of my house, my car, my health is very important. How the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, we can't understand that in the battle of Uhud, when the enemies came and there was a temporary setback for the Muslims. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tashkil of only those Sahaba who took part in the battle, and some of them, they had their wounds on their bodies. Only they were allowed to go. We can't understand this and how they went. So what sacrifices? So this also, to bring these qualities within us. So all that lifestyle, that fikr which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood sharif, and then to speak about the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read a kitab, may Allah give us all topic, not just to listen to the bayan, but to start with something, and then the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to get prepared to go and make that ziyarat. Otherwise, what a place to stand in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where great, great people tremble. They couldn't stand. And for us today, it's like nothing. That where are we standing? We don't realize who we are standing in front. Allah give us tawfiq to learn this, and let this be the starting point, and we continue in our lives to associate, to affiliate, to come closer and to understand who this great Nabi of Allah that Allah has given to us, that we really come to understand, and as that love and durood comes automatically on the tongue, and with love it comes on the tongue. The tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes automatically on our in our way, and that is the only way for us. No other way that we see but the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq to us.